This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Vikings quarterback Max Brosmer, the former Golden Gopher, will get his second career NFL start tomorrow when Minnesota entertains Detroit for a Christmas Day game in Minneapolis. Brosmer will fill in for the injured starter J.J. McCarthy and gives us a scouting report on the Lions and the game.
Physical front, physical in the box, you know, really athletic on the outside and the, you know, the structure of the defense and the shell. And, you know, for us, it's, you know, it goes back to our preparation and what we're going to put on tape, you know, on the weekend. And that's going to be physical football. It's going to be smart and efficient football. And staying on schedule is, you know, the recipe, keeping the ball in our hands and staying on schedule. I feel like you can say that about a lot of games this year. And, you know, for us, it's just going to focus on one, you know, one play at a time, keeping the ball in our hands and not trying to do too much. Just take what they give you, go all the way down the field and get points.
Tomorrow's game will kick off at 3:30 at U.S. Bank Stadium. College football, the Golden Gophers are in Arizona. They're getting ready for Friday's Rate Bowl against New Mexico. It kicks in Phoenix at 3:30 Minnesota time. Senior linebacker Devin Williams says he's proud of his path at Minnesota.
I was always hungry to be better and always wanted more. So I just had to dig a little deeper and figure out, like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do I need to fix internally to reach that? Because I know I'm capable of it.
He's the second leading tackler on the team. The Gophers are 7-5. The Lobos 9-3. The Wild lost at home last night 3-2 to Nashville. They now enter the holiday break. Brock Faber scored a goal in last night's loss and says,
"It's a tough pill to swallow, but you got to flush it. And I think we played a lot of hockey in not that long of a time period, so I think it'll be good to get some time off and reset and not think about hockey for a couple days. And then when we get back from this short little break, it's go time again. We got to keep building."
On to basketball. The Wolves got 38 points from Anthony Edwards and 25 more from Julius Randle last night. They beat the Knicks at the Target Center 115-104. The Wolves will visit Denver tomorrow night for a Christmas night game. This is MNN Sports.